It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She's been gallivanting around the continent. I know this for a fact. So I will simply just say, yeah. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm good. Thank you. I hope that you're well. Considering the circumstances, I think we are as well as our countries are doing right now. But today I wanted to drift a little bit away from the pandemic subject and talk about something that really impressed me this week. And that would be the Mosaic Expedition. I don't know if you heard about it, Jill, or probably our listeners did, some of them. It's an incredible adventure. It's an expedition that has been in the planning for 10 years. And Mosaic actually stands for Multidisciplinary Drifting Observatory for the Study of Arctic Climate. So it's basically a polar expedition that began a year ago. And why I'm talking about this today, it's because they just came back. It began in September 2019 with an icebreaker called Polar Stern, which left from Norway. So they went a year through the Arctic Ocean in order to collect data on the ice, on the climate changes, on everything that we need to know these days. So it's basically a research to understand global warming better. It's going to take years before all of these findings are evaluated, but it is an incredible, incredible expedition that has been involving 20 different countries, including the United States. They spent a full year in polar winter, which also means basically that it's night, it's dark, the sun never really rises above the horizon. So this is definitely something that is a very special situation for all the scientists that were on that boat. So it's a German initiative. They had at least three research aircraft to be deployed, and they had a network of stations around the ship. And they had also the help of four icebreakers from Russia, from China, from Sweden, that were planned to resupply with fuel, as well as also exchanging personnel, exchanging basically the people that were on that boat. So I think it's... I could only say if anybody that is listening is interested in this kind of amazing expeditions, it's worth going on their website because one could really see also the plan, the map, sorry, of how things were installed and the different research that they were doing. And it's just an incredible constructive thing to do, even though it is for climate changes and it is for a process that is basically more destructive than constructive. But the fact that so many people have been able to get together and do this research in order to basically better understand what is going on our planet, I think is just something to admire. A few numbers that are actually interesting, I think. The expedition lasts 390 days. For 60 to 90 days, about the polar stern has been as close as 200 kilometers to the geographic North Pole, which is also a very interesting thing to imagine, basically. And they even had people that were there to as polar bear watch, in order to keep the safety of all the researchers. So it was definitely an expedition that was very close to the kind of adventures I think one imagine, especially as a young person in the childhood. And at this point, I think it is as is interesting for children than it is to adults. Now, all this data will have to be evaluated, and the expedition leader, Marcus Rex, said, "We have achieved everything we wanted and are bringing back a wealth of data that will permanently change science." So I think any case, not only it was interesting for them to do it and to see all of this, but it is also interesting for basically the future of science. What he was able to say already, and that is a little bit the sad part of this adventure, is the fact that because we have also some data from a previous Norwegian explorer, Fridtjof Nansen, who traveled there with his wooden ship during the 1880s and 1890s, we do know already that temperatures are definitely warmer. This is absolutely correct. And in some parts, the ice is thinner, and scarily, in other parts, it's even gone, which definitely means that the results of this research will unfortunately resonate with some fact that we already have today about the global warming. On a little side note, I was surprised though to see that there were some issues on the boat on sexism, and because we do know that sexism in science has been talked about previously, it was interesting to see that women were asked on the boat to not wear leggings, no tight-fitting clothing, nothing too revealing, and that was considered apparently as a safety risk. So the journalist Chelsea Harvey wrote, "It just triggered a lot of widespread resentment, this idea that women should have to be responsible for managing the behavior of men." So I would conclude by saying that unfortunately, sexism is going to definitely last long and longer, most probably not only in science, and that will probably be also a topic that we will reflect on the results of all of all the data. It is important to say that there are many more important issues to address when it comes to science per se, but it is also important to say that it's a pity in a way to see that certain rules, certain instincts seem to go beyond science as well, and sexism has to be fought as well as basically all the other changes in society.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.